This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Friday, March 29th, 2019. This is Garrett Bampost reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Before I go on, let me tell you that today's Red Sox news feed is powered by our friends at betonline.ag. The Sox are currently favored over the Mariners by 1.5 runs, so be sure to go to clnsmedia.com/win and use our promo code CLNS50 for 50% cash back upon your first deposit. If you think the Red Sox have a win in the bag, go to that link today and try and take home some cold hard cash. Exactly 5 months removed from the 2018 World Series, the Boston Red Sox played their opening day game against the Seattle Mariners away from the frigid confines of Fenway Park. It went just about as bad can be. Boston endured a 12-run beatdown by the quote-unquote rebuilding Mariners. The game initially started off how the champions envisioned. Mookie Betts notched a bloop single in the right field, Rafael Devers followed suit with a single himself, and all of a sudden Boston found itself with two men on and one out in the top of the first. J.D. Martinez picked up right where he left off, knocking a single into left field, and Betts quickly came home to score. With that, the power-hitting DH recorded his first RBI of the season, staying on pace to surpass the 130 runs he batted in last year. Andrew Benintendi decided to get in on the action during the second inning with a sac fly, bringing home Eduardo Nunez. Then the collapse ensued. Chris Sale, who cruised through the first with three strikeouts, completely broke down in the second and could not get it back together. The ace surrendered 7 runs on 6 hits, conceding 2 home runs off the bat of Tim Beckham, who was previously hitless against the lefty. And for the fans clad in red, it didn't get any better. The bullpen proceeded to let up 7 more runs, making a comeback near impossible, though Andrew Benintendi and Christian Velazquez were able to add 2 more runs. After the whole mess was over, the Red Sox claimed a new title. Most runs given up by the defending champs on opening day. The good news is that it's only day one. The Boston Bruins started off their season with a 7-0 loss to the Washington Capitals. Now, they sit at second in the Atlantic Division with a 47-21-9 record and a secured playoff spot. Even going back to last year, the Red Sox lost on opening day to the Tampa Bay Rays 6-4 in a late inning collapse. And if I know anything, they turned out pretty okay later on. Seattle, on the other hand, is 3-0 for only the 4th time in their franchise history. That rarity is due to 2 victories in Japan against the Oakland Athletics earlier this week. Tomorrow, Nathan Eovaldi will look to get the ball rolling and eradicate the championship hangover. Eovaldi secured a 4-year, $68 million extension from the team that acquired him at the deadline last year. Though the Fireballer finished with a 5-4 record, his postseason performance was one for the ages, collecting a 1.61 ERA over 22 innings. The Mariners will send Yusei Kikuchi to the mound. The professional Japanese ball player just recently joined Major League Baseball, signing a 4-year deal in January. In his first appearance, Kikuchi threw 4 2/3 innings, allowing only a single run. The first pitch is at 10:10. Saturday night will feature Eduardo Rodriguez for Boston and Mike Leake for Seattle. In his 2 starts against the Red Sox in 2018, Leake held the hot-hitting squad to a combined .212 batting average. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all of the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampost for the Red Sox news feed.